Okay. I ain't even looking at you now, but I'm about to. Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,279. Eugene and Terry Hansen seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, section 115.42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of West Havenwood Drive, approximately 189 feet north of Silver Fox Drive, within the Fox Haven subdivision. The 911 address is 32353 West Havenwood Drive, Frankfurt. The zoning district is GR, General Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 537.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a proposed covered screen porch. Staff would note that we received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Eugene Hansen, 32353 West Havenwood Drive, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And if you have any exhibits, you can send them down there in this dealership.
No, everything was supplied with the application.
You can go up to the dais there and present your case.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
I guess I start on page 2, uniqueness of the property. The property is pie-sliced in shape and narrows from 97 foot in the front to 25 foot in the rear. Cannot be otherwise developed. The property house is in an established Ryan's Home property development, not created by the applicant. Prior to signing the contract, we were assured by the salesperson that even though the lot was pie-slice shaped, there was room for a covered porch. She suggested that a private contractor could build the porch cheaper than Ryan Homes. During the settlement inspection, the Ryan representative was confused about the property line and made us believe that there was more than enough room for the porch. And number 4 will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I just wrote that the authorized variance will not affect the nature of the neighborhood. Actually, the house will fit in more than it does now because everybody's putting a screened-in porch on the back of their house. And minimum variance, the 3-foot variance into the 10-foot setback will allow room for a 12 by 16 and 16 foot covered porch. And that's really all I have. I did enclose 2 photographs of where the Ryan Homes, I guess you'd call them, superintendent told me where the property line was. And then when the contractor came out, he said I didn't have enough room for even for a Ryan Home 10 by 12 foot covered porch. So the Ryan Home solution was to send out the surveyor again, and they did, and he showed me the correct line, and that's where I am now.
Who was the person at Ryan Homes that told you, suggested a private contractor could build the cover porch?
Lisa Hess, she was a salesperson.
Mm-hmm. Is she here this evening?
No.
Her name comes up quite a bit, so that's why my question. We just had one of these a couple meetings ago.
Not in a good way.
So on the application, at first it says a 10 by 16, and that's crossed out.
That's a typo on my part.
Okay. Because it looked like a 10 by 16.
I called Ann, and I believe she changed it for me.
Okay.
When I noticed it.
Do you have homes that back up to you, or you're...
No, there's a, they call it a wetland right behind me.
Okay.
Where my 20-foot, 25-foot property line is, there's nothing there. And the gentleman on the side that I'm going to put the porch, he didn't send anything in writing, but he's already told me he didn't have any objection to me building the porch, and as long as it didn't come onto his property.
Okay.
That's for lot 73, the one on that side?
Yeah, it would be 73, yes, sir.
Thank you.
So your house is there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have a house on both sides at this point. That whole side of the street is filled now.
So you contracted with Ryan Holmes to build this house?
Yes.
And you were told, you did have a survey, and you were told one thing, and then they come out and tell you something else. Is that correct?
Well, that's not the order it went in. I was having a pre-settlement walkthrough. Of course, they never bring any paperwork with them, so I'm asking them where the property line is, and, you know, we're walking back, and there's a stake behind the tree, and there's a stake to the left of that.
Mm-hmm.
They put the sod down to the stake to the left of where the actual property line is. So I'm thinking, well, that's my property line. Everything's good to go. I mean, this is in 2017, October 2017. And we didn't even contact the contractor till a year later to build the porch or to, you know, give us a plan or whatever. And he said, well, according to your tax map, your plat map, I can't do it unless you get a variance. And that's where we are today.
Well, good for him that he recognized that. I don't have any other questions at this time.
No further questions? No questions?
Just a couple. I didn't see any steps off of the porch. Are they going to be within the building envelope, or are you not having steps from the porch?
Well, I don't even have a plan for what the guy's going to do yet. We just provided the footprint of the porch that I might build.
Understood.
Right now, we're looking for the steps will be towards the middle of the house.
Okay, that's all I need.
So that's
we ask that because there's times where we have people that come in and ask for something and their steps aren't showing, and we want to make sure they're not also protruding into the setback area.
The
so
steps,
if they're going to be towards the
absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
That is the plan, and that's the way I want it.
And I think I heard your testimony that even a smaller porch, such as a 10 by 12, would still need a variance. Is that correct?
I think so. I didn't have a transit, and I don't know how to work one, so I'm not. I just.
Is there a sliding door or something on that side of the house?
Yes.
Is that why that's the area where it's got to go?
Right, and it's within 1 foot of the edge of the corner of the house.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure, I see on the drawing here, and Mr. Whitehouse, perhaps you have done this already, is that drawing to scale? I just want to make sure that it's correct as far as what we're looking at, since we don't have an architectural design of this thing, and want to make sure you're not going to be too even further into the setback area.
Well, it's to scale the best I could do with a ruler and my draftsman skills from junior high school. So, and also I do have the lots, the outside of the house, I staked it out, and I did actual measurements, and this 3 foot into that setback area will give enough room for a 12 by 16 footprint.
All right, I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
And I can confirm, even though it is, it's clearly a copy, but yes, it is to scale. Okay. I've just checked.
So. Thank you for checking.
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we grant the requested variance. The lot is pie-shaped. It is unique in design, and it cannot otherwise be developed. This was not created by the applicant, and it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and he is asking for a minimum variance. I would like a letter sent to Ms. Hess and Ryan Hume, because as I recall, this isn't the first variance application that we've had in this subdivision, to make them aware of the variances or the setbacks.
So you add that to the motion, Mr.
I do.
I go along with him. Okay, I have a second that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 12,279. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for my reasons.
Again?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Calley, for the previous reason I've been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,279 is approved.
All right, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
And I'd like